a rich man's world. I have turned the song of this beautiful land, but that
I can't even lie. The more tape I watch on this dude, the more excited I get. He might be fantasy gold. Xavier Worthy, wide receiver from the Texas Longhorns. His tape is crazy, man. Xavier Worthy is a 6'1 wide receiver. He weighs about 170 pounds, so he kind of leans on like the frail side. But in terms of speed, agility, he's the top of this class. There is no comparable. He ran a 4.22 40, as I'm sure you guys heard by now. And he even had a really productive year in his junior year at Texas, who was a really great program. My boy Zay had over 70 catches, I want to say, last season. Xavier Worthy has the potential to go ahead and be like the Tank Dell of this year. And that's actually who I'm going to comp him to. I don't even know where to start. I mean, agility through the roof, speed is amazing. He's lightning in a bottle. A lot of people kind of knock his game because he played across from Adonai Mitchell and with Jatavion Sanders, and he had an NFL quarterback in Quinn Ewers and, Joe Milton. But honestly, man, he kind of just made a lot of things happen when he got the ball in his hand, just, off his own merit. Moving forward, I want to go ahead and talk about his strengths. I want to talk about his weaknesses, and let's talk about his ideal fits as well. So, let's start off with strengths. Let's stay positive. Xavier is going to be the fastest player on whatever team he lands on. Even if he goes to the Dolphins, he would still be the fastest player on the Dolphins. And that's saying something. I really want to see Zay utilized in like a slot style as a slot in the NFL. It's somewhat because of his size, but it's more so because of, once again, his quick twitch ability, his ability to kind of just set up defenders and juke them out their shoes. The thing I like about the slot is that they have the ability to line up off of the line of scrimmage. Now, before we dive into his weaknesses on today's episode, I want to let you guys in on a sneak preview of one of his weaknesses. One of Zay's weaknesses is press coverage. He's 6'1", but he's 170 pounds, right? So he might blow away in the wind. When you get a hand on him at the line of scrimmage, he struggles. That's just what the tape says, right? So him lining up outside at Texas had its benefits because he got a lot of, deep down the field plays. He got to showcase that he can play outside, which helps his draft capital. But when DBs decided to get physical with him, he had a little bit of trouble getting off the line of scrimmage and, sometimes getting open. If you move him to the slot, he benefits for a lot of reasons. In the NFL, they have a rule that 7 people have to be on the line of scrimmage. So you got to have 7 people on the line of scrimmage. Typically, those 7 people are the 5 linemen, it's a tight end, and it's one of the receivers. The other 4, which is typically your quarterback, your running back, maybe your slot receiver, and the other receiver who's not on the line of scrimmage, but he's close. Typically, those guys are allowed to be a little bit more fluid, but the foundation has to be 7. And if Xavier Worthy, plays the slot, okay, cool. That allows him to set up a couple yards behind the line of scrimmage, which allows him to get a head full of steam when the ball is snapped. Now, I think that's beneficial to his profile because he is a little bit more frail, a little bit skinnier. And that'll really allow him to get a head full of steam so he can not only absorb contact, but run through contact if given the opportunity. But that also allows somebody with his quick twitch ability to set up defenders. So if he's lining up 2 to 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage, let's say the nickel cornerback covering him is a yard or two over the line, flat footed, waiting for him to release because, hey, that nickel might be on the line of scrimmage, but he doesn't want to be responsible for an encroachment or for an offsides penalty. So he's now flat footed, waiting for the ball to snap. And Xavier knows when the snap is, right? And now he's shooting out of his slot position like a rocket, and he knows where he's going so he can set up that defender. Okay, boom. Now you're giving him more of the advantage, right? Like now he is taking his power back in the route. And I really want to see him utilized in that form and fashion. He was great on jet sweeps last year. He lined up in the backfield sometimes at Texas with Steve Sarkisian as the coach and, you know, offensive mastermind at Texas. But Xavier Worthy, he was very much utilized in like a bunch of different ways. He was even used as a returner. And I think that's the best thing about his profile, is that he doesn't need to have a high amount of catches to be productive for you. Right. Like similar to Tank Dell, he can take a couple of plays to the house. Similar to Devon Achane, he can take a couple of plays to the house and he can give you your whole fantasy day in one play. Right. So he's somebody to where, whether it's on a kick return, whether it's on a jet sweep, whether he's lining up and taking a carry out the backfield, whether he's in the slide and he gets a couple of nice catches, he won't struggle to produce, and he can produce regardless of the game situation. So that's one reason I really like his profile, and I really hope he lands in a NFL team that's 11 personnel or that runs a lot of 11 personnel. If you guys don't know what 11 personnel is, that's, you know, an offense that has one tight end, one running back, three wide receivers, and, you know, your O-line. In 11 personnel, he could play the slot. He has distractions on the outside, so it's taking away, you know, attention from him. And he can go ahead and get lined up against maybe an outside linebacker. He can go ahead and get lined up against a nickel corner maybe. And he can, you know, set himself up for success coming out of that position. So, obviously, speed, agility, all that fast, twitchy shit is his strength. But what are his weaknesses? And you guys might even be able to assume what they are after describing his profile. But physicality is one of them. Though I like it when he has a head full of steam, when he gets the ball behind the line of scrimmage and he can just attack the defense, I like that. But when he's coming off the line of scrimmage as an outside receiver and he's playing man coverage, against a 6 foot, 6'1", 6'2" cornerback, right? And he's going to see this eventually. He's going to line up against a Sauce Gardner and those kind of guys. But when he gets lined up against and he gets jammed or pressed, he kind of has some trouble fighting through that. And I think it's just because he doesn't have the strength that he needs, right? So he can really get jammed up in the first 5 to 6 yards, and that'll completely destroy his route timing. And I could see that being frustrating to like a veteran quarterback, right? So if he were to land in like a Los Angeles offense and he landed with Matthew Stafford, if you're a receiver who's consistently getting jammed up at the line of scrimmage and we need you to play outside, and you can't get off of a hold or a press, you're destroying the route timing, which means you're destroying the play, and that can't happen. You have to now ride the bench until you can develop that part of your game. So maybe you have to wait a year until you can develop the strength, the muscle, and, you know, just the foundation you need to go ahead and work off of that. So that's my only concern with Xavier Worthy, is that he lands in an offense that maybe doesn't exactly understand how to best utilize him. And let's say they just, you know, want to use him the way he was used at Texas, and he's now an outside receiver and he's playing NFL DBs and he's getting jammed, and they're doing a good job of jamming him because he still needs to learn how to work off that. And now he's fucking up the route timing, and the veteran quarterback he might land with is pissed off, and, you know, he sees less targets, or it becomes a whole training camp story. Like, that has the possibility to happen. That's me just thinking in a worst case scenario. But I think when you're scouting and when you're breaking down a prospect's profile, hey, while you might have to highlight the positives, you have to also highlight what the negatives could be. So physicality is one, and the other one is pass catching. And that's a really important one. During his time at Texas, he had some struggles with drops. And we've seen it before, right? Like, we saw it with Zay Flowers last year. Zay Flowers at Boston College struggled with drops. A lot of that ended up kind of being just blamed on his quarterback at the time. We saw him perform a lot better this year with Lamar Jackson. Hopefully that could be more of the same, you know, with Xavier Worthy. But regardless of, you know, where he lands, hey, during his time at Texas, he did have some struggles with drops, right? So when you combine his inability to get off of man coverage, when you combine that, hey, he has inconsistent hands, it becomes hard to like him as an outside receiver. And you're hoping that he lands somewhere, you know, whether it's in Atlanta, whether it's Cincinnati, whether it's the LA Rams, maybe just a team that runs just a traditional 11 personnel and is comfortable putting him in the slot, right? I want to see him run the slot to start off. I want to see him in the backfield occasionally. And I really want to see them, I want to see a team utilize him the right way. And his landing spot is going to be all important. But in terms of this wide receiver draft class this year, I think I have Xavier Worthy maybe as like a top six wide receiver prospect. I have him behind the top three. So that's the Malik Nabers, that's Marvin Harrison, that's Romo Odunze. And he's more so in that next tier for me where I have like a Dante Mitchell. Xavier Worthy could be lightning in a bottle, and you could grab him in the second round of a fantasy draft, and he could turn your whole team upside down the way Tank Dell did. But ultimately, landing spot is going to be important. I'm anxious to see where he goes. We got a couple more weeks until the draft, but I'm really interested to see and hear what you guys think of Xavier Worthy as a prospect. So if you're listening to this, go ahead and follow. Go ahead and subscribe. You can tweet me at the Fantasy Pod on X or on Twitter. And, you know, let me know what you guys think of Xavier Worthy. I have him as a top five or six wide receiver prospects. He's kind of more so in like that tier two area for me. But all in all, I think he's going to have a productive NFL career. And I don't think that he's just some track speed, track star like John Ross was. His agility is insane. It's some of the best I've seen in the past few draft classes. And typically when you get a fast receiver who has that elite agility, good things will they'll follow. So until we meet again, my name is Ja. This is Wide Receiver Academy. I'll talk to you guys later. Peace.